It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. 6 months after Colorado's historic floods, officials with the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest are still working to gauge the extent of the damage. And as KUNC's Aaron O'Toole explains, what they've learned has them looking ahead to wildfire season.
Wildfires in 2012, coupled with last September's flooding, impacted many popular recreation areas in Colorado's forests, including Young Gulch Trail, a popular hiking spot in Poudre Canyon, which the Forest Service says won't reopen at all this year because of heavy damage.
The forest is still there. There's still a lot of opportunities for folks to recreate, but it may not be the same opportunity you were used to before.
Reagan Cloudman is a spokeswoman for the Arapaho Roosevelt National Forest. She says they're still working to get a complete picture of the damage to the area's trails, roads, and facilities in order to help shape the flood recovery.
We did an initial assessment when a lot of the area wasn't even accessible, and we're taking that information and we've established a team of a number of different kind of specialists and a team lead and community outreach to help start organizing that, looking at what we can do and what we need to do in the immediate future, and then looking also at that long term.
So what are those short and long term efforts going to involve?
We're going to hopefully have some public meetings within the flood area for residents, for recreationists, for our volunteers. We also, through the Federal Highway Administration, we have over $2 million from them to work on qualifying roads on the two ranger districts that were damaged. Not all roads qualify. There were a number of our roads that did qualify, and part of the Federal Highway Administration will be conducting contracts to get to work on those roads.
So that damage to roads has you concerned about the upcoming wildfire season?
One of the most critical things that was identified during the initial assessment was an access concern for emergency response. You know, many roads and trails are damaged, and we needed to find a way for our firefighters to be able to respond to emergencies. One of the main things that we've identified and secured is a helicopter that will be available on the Arapaho Roosevelt to respond from about mid-June to mid-September to fires in this flood area. We had a helicopter last year in a similar kind of contract that just because of fire danger in the summer. It's a similar contract to that. It'll be based in the same place and kind of responding to a very similar area.
Reagan Cloudman is a public affairs specialist with the Arapaho Roosevelt National Forest and Pawnee National Grassland. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.